Welcome to fourthstream.com, and today we're talking about grumbling.
I thought you were clearing your throat there or something. Yeah, we're talking about grumbling because it's really a theme that's woven all the way through the scriptures, not so much the idea that people grumbled, but, you know, grumbling is an opportunity to take an energy that comes from humans and turn it into something good, because it takes a huge amount of energy to grumble.
Yeah. You know, I actually looked this up because I thought, I know what these words mean. But one of the things I discovered is that it's muttering. Grumbling is kind of muttering under your breath.
Which is
muttering.
Your earlier interpretation.
Yes. And so it's to utter indistinctly or with a low voice and with the lips partly closed. And when you think about that, you know, it's kind of what you... But it's the idea of doing that toward God, but not directly toward God. It's kind of thinking he's not listening.
Well, facing adversity is a significant part of life, and we can either walk toward it, we can turn and run, or we can grumble and complain. And, you know, only one of these is a victorious faith choice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I really, this is what I was talking about, muttering, that it's really, it's not the same as telling God how we feel. It's like gossiping about him as though he can't hear us. And there are two really good examples. One is in Numbers 11, verse 1. The people fell to grumbling over their hard life, and God heard. But when he heard, his anger flared up, and then the fire blazed up and burned the outer boundaries of the camp, and the people cried out for help to Moses. Then Moses prayed to God, and the fire died down. And it just struck me. I mean, of all the times I've read that, I really have studied grumbling and contentment, because that's something I really want in my life.
Yeah.
Somehow I've missed just that little bit that they went to Moses, and Moses went to God, and they could have gone to God.
I think at some point in our journey, we came to the conclusion that all grumbling was ultimately against God, because it's easy to try to separate those things and say, well, I'm not really grumbling against God. It's against the people or the circumstances or whatever. But when it comes right down to it, what we're saying is that we don't like our lot in life. We don't like how things are unfolding. And really, our grumbling isn't just against the people around us or the circumstances. It's against God himself.
Yeah. And there's another one in Numbers that is, it's kind of the same thing. Miriam and Aaron are, they're traveling with Moses. Miriam is Moses' sister. And they talk about Moses behind his back because of his Cushite wife.
Yeah, it was kind of like grumbling.
And they said, is it only through Moses that God speaks? Doesn't he also speak through us? And God overheard their talk. You know, I'm sure that he did speak through Miriam and Aaron, just in the sense that of all their interactions with the Israelites, they probably, you know, just counseled with people and encouraged them in Christ or in Jesus, in God. And just the idea that they just didn't like that they weren't Moses, that they didn't have the authority Moses did.
Right.
And, you know, they could have talked to God about that, and he would have answered that need in their heart. And I do this all the time. I go to people or I mutter instead of just asking God and assuming that he will answer me.
Well, this particular study that we're looking at about grumbling is rooted, anchored in the children of Israel in Numbers. And so we're looking at different passages from the book of Numbers because they were in a tough circumstance. They felt like they had every reason that they should have a right to their grumbling. Now, did you notice the difference between grumbling and complaining at all? Were they just kind of like woven together?
I think they're pretty woven. I could be mistaken. I'm sure that you could tell me that I am.
No, I don't think that. I think the grumbling itself is just an evidence of what's going on inside, but then the grumbling that happens inside of the heart then comes out in complaining.
Well, I think it's interesting then, as you kind of fast forward and look at David in the Psalms, he doesn't do that. He doesn't mutter off to the side. He goes straight to God and he lays it out. Like, yeah, sometimes you go, I would never talk to God that way. And yet he does. And God seems, I mean, God's big enough to take it and big enough to allow us to let that out of us and then to answer it.
Well, it's, you know, David was having a conversation. He was open to the conversation. Mm-hmm. I remember I was reading in one of the prophets once and discovered the difference between asking God questions, because mm-hmm. there's no question that scares God. Mm-hmm. He's God. But questioning God is totally different. And that's, you really are pointing something else when you're talking out about David, because I think David did lay it out there, but he didn't lay it out there like throwing down the gauntlet.
Right. That's true.
He expressed his heart before God, and he put it in God's court, and then God would speak to him. A lot of the Psalms are like divided in half. Here's my complaint, and here's how my heart and my mind are being delivered.
Well, yeah, and he's really specific in that. I mean, when he talks, sometimes he talks about people like God wipe them off the face of the earth and, yeah. and every one of their descendants, you know, and I think, I would never do that. And yet God, I don't know, he likes that when we say who we are in front of him.
Well, grumbling is a result of being human and of walking in the earth or on the earth and in the world. And this is just a conversation about pitfalls in wandering. So you've talked a little bit about complaining. So the obvious question is, do I complain? You were just talking about Miriam and Aaron and the whole idea of speaking against authority. Boy, I've got to watch this when I think about my my leaders, you know, the leaders, political mm-hmm. leaders and whatever. So I asked myself the question, am I speaking against authority? And then another thing is that they had a tendency to walk by sight rather than based upon what God had said. So they would see situations and they would dump what God had said because they could see what they saw, and that caused them to have their faith kind of fall out from underneath them.
Mm-hmm. One of the verses that's in the New Testament that speaks to this, that's kind of encouraging, it says, one final word, friends, we ask you, urge is more like it, that you keep on doing what we told you to do to please God, not in a dogged religious plod, but in a living, spirited dance. And that's in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 1.
There's a great proverb that says, presumption is causes nothing but strife
mm-hmm.
when we presume things. So that's another thing that you see the sons of Israel were being very presumptuous. And anybody who did that in the scriptures, there was always a price to be paid for not placing yourself in God's hands.
I love this story, and I would never want it to happen to me or anybody I love, but the story is so instructive, and it's also in Numbers. Numbers is just full of so many instructive things.
It really is.
But in Numbers 14, the people of Israel, the Israelites were supposed to attack someone, and they didn't have the courage, and so they didn't
right.
do it. Then they realized, oh, we should have. And so it picks up then in Numbers 14, verse 43, and it says, but Moses said, why are you crossing God's command yet again? This won't work. Don't attack. God isn't with you in this. You'll be beaten badly. But they do it anyway because they realize they missed the first opportunity, so they're going to the second, and they were badly beaten. Just the idea that we just have to follow what he says when he's telling us and just not be presumptuous. And man, that is hard.
I titled that chapter Late to the Party.
That's a good one.
Well, you know, you're kind of second guessing God and you think that that's going to work for you, and it doesn't. So presumption is a big deal. You've also got the whole idea of just rebellion and mm-hmm. out and out rebellion against not just authority, but against God's authority. There's also what comes from wandering and what evokes some of these issues in people's hearts is discouragement. And, you know, we're all a little bit prone to certain kinds of discouragement, but when things don't work out,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure they were tired of manna. You know, I'm sure they were sick of it. You know,
and
how many times can you eat banana bread?
I know, but it's what I do. I grumble instead of just going to God and saying, what else can I fix tonight? I need a new idea.
Yes.
And just the practical part of it. I love the topic of discouragement that's on that list and also in Numbers. As they were getting closer and closer to going into the land, they get close to the river that they have to cross. And Reuben and Gad, the two brothers, they see this, they have a lot of livestock, and they see this
yes.
great land, and they think, oh, we could stay here. This would be all right. This would be a great place for us. The trouble with them doing that, it comes up in Numbers 32. Moses answered these two families and said, Oh, do you mean that you're going to leave the fighting that's ahead to your brothers while you settle down here? Like, it's okay if you settle down that you want this land, but why would you even think of letting the people of Israel down, demoralizing them just as they're about to move into the land God gave them?
When we're talking about the grumbling heart, you know, if you obviously you can see the post in front of you, but because of grumbling, what should have been a 40-day journey in the wilderness for the sons of Israel became a 40-year odyssey. And that just kind of shows you the practical aspects. You're still going to be on the same journey. It's just what that journey is going to look like. And, you know, grumbling just robs us of the opportunity to see our faith grow. In fact, you can think about it. Every time you complain and every time you grumble, it might make a part of you feel good, but you really are robbing yourself.
It takes a lot of energy, and it really leaves an opening for really demons to do something inside of you, for just all of that to happen on the inside, when instead God really wants us to be victorious, and he wants to give that to us.
Forestream.com. Pass it along to the friend, because, you know, everybody likes talking about grumbling and complaining, right?